Do we have questions? Questions for Berthold? Well, I have a question if no one else does. Do you have the programmers in place to fill the slots that you want to change?
Well, it's a work in process. So we're not looking only at program or programmers. We're also looking at, you know, strip. We're looking at what kind of program should they be. Should they be public affairs? You know, should there be music? How much do we have? What's happening everywhere else? You know, we've contacted some other folks that we're looking at why are the stations successful, even though they are very different from us. But we need to look at some trends to see how do we compete with those people in those specific hours. So, yes, we have certain, you know, we have some specifics in mind, you know, but, you know, it's work in progress.
Got it.
Yes.
One of the questions.
It's far along in progress, though.
Are you calling the people who pledge but don't actually fulfill?
Absolutely. We're calling them. Yes. And
our
experience from calling those people, they are fourfold. The first set of people would give you another credit card and would apologize. And 50% of those new credit cards would fail again. And then they would apologize, and then they would say, send us a bill because we broke. So we have genuine people who want to give money who cannot, trying to give. You have another bunch of people who would say, well, where's my premium that I paid for last time around? You know, so what we do is before we call them, we start investigating their history. And so by the time we call them, we have already either sent their previous premium to them or have it lined up, and we're trying to make a deal. Some people have pledged, have like $1,000 for outstanding pledge. So we would, for example, say, okay, you know, you have $1,000 worth of pledge sitting there. We have the pledge at in-house. So we'll give, you know, how much can you pay for this? $600, $700? Send it out. So it's a working process, and we're not going to have any idea of what we're doing or what this is about until, as we do this, we have a spreadsheet that we keep track of, and then we can do some analysis to see what is it that's going on here, you know. But, you know, we have over $450,000 of outstanding pledge, people who pledged we didn't pay from probably a couple of pledge drives that we are working on, you know.
Good. Yeah. Thank you. Other questions? Campbell and then Nia.
Campbell Johnson, WPFW. I see that Tony has gone back with his backup singers, so you're stuck with answering the question, I guess. In terms of the Arbitron, have you found anything connected with the PPM? The PPM ratings that have changed substantially, or is that a problem?
We haven't seen them.
Okay. Do you get detailed Arbitron ratings?
No, we don't get Arbitrons at all. We happen to see some from another source.
Okay. You had mentioned that the one-hour talk shows are probably not working well. What's your take on that?
Especially for younger listeners, I believe.
Tony,
yeah.
This is a public
meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need you on the mic. We're streaming.
Hey, I don't respond to people yelling at me. Check this out. Anyway, as I was saying,
get to the microphone.
What we find is that
Tony, we're streaming and we can't hear you.
Who can?
The listeners.
We're on the air.
Yeah, listen. Okay, so what I really believe is that as we're trying to draw in a younger demographic, their attention span is much shorter, and they're not listening to anything for an hour. If you have been around any young person, you've seen that they have this device in their hand, they have a computer on their lap, and they're doing several different things. They're multitasking all the time with electronic media. And so I believe that we have to consider shows maybe that are 15, 20 minutes long even, shows that are half an hour long, shows that somehow can hit with a punch in just a few minutes, grab someone's attention, and let them move on. It's just an idea. It's just things that we're discussing. But I'm looking at different ways to change our format, this whole hour-long talk, at least without participation from other parties, probably needs to be looked at and changed. I'm not saying that we have to immediately. What I'm saying is that we have to look at it and consider changing it and whether it works. And not across the grid, by the way, just in some places to see where this works. It isn't. That should not be a wholesale change.
Okay. You had mentioned
Facebook, Twitter.
Sure. Well, no, I mean, we have some, if you want to mention Facebook, we have a couple of programmers who have been actively using Facebook. And what we are finding is that young people aren't listening to the program in real time, but they will actually hear it online and come back days later. They will come back days later, and they actually respond. And we know that they're listening because they respond with messages after the fact. Literally days, sometimes weeks later, we see that young people are listening to these programs and then participating in the conversation about them. So it is important that we are looking at digital media as well. But we have to find a way to capture these folks who are not listening to us. We all know the demographics of our audiences. And again, that we will go away, and the young folks have to be listening, or Pacifica will go away.
Are you doing anything to strategically put younger voices behind the microphone?
There's one thing that we're going to do. We're going to start giving them segments on different programs. But beyond that, we have not made any specific plans, but I am definitely seeking them. And as we're making these changes, they're going to be considered very much for their own kinds of programming.
Okay, I've got one last question. You had mentioned that the programming that follows Amy is almost drawing the same numbers as Amy.
It has the same rating, doesn't have the same amount of people listening. A few hundred people more listen to Amy, but they have the exact rating in terms of Arbitron.
Right. Then what is that programming that you have following Amy?
It's several different – it's primarily public affairs. It's all public affairs stuff.
Is it call-in or
– Pardon me?
Call-in interviews?
No.
Or what?
Straightforward blabbing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's imports from California. It has higher ratings than any other shows on our station.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Nia?
Yeah. Campbell touched on one of the questions because I know you, I'm sorry, I had to go take care of a personal thing there. So I missed most of the presentation, but I heard you say that. I think it was Tony that said there's one program that has 800 or 900 listeners.
One strip.
So if we don't have Arbitron, how are we tracking those people? That's one. How do we know? Where did those statistics come from? The other thing is during public comment today, you know, when you guys weren't here, quite a few people mentioned about not speaking with the USOC, the acronym USOC for the Unpaid Staff Union. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, it is an issue. I'm sure you guys know that. And if people are angry, you know, they're looking for respect. So if you meet with them, at least talk with them. But somehow they felt ignored. When are both of you planning to at least meet with them?
This is not an excuse. This is as I'm placing it. I've been focusing on keeping us alive and making the payrolls. I've been focusing on fulfillment and premium. I am having a little more time now to analyze other issues, and I will be addressing them. I will be talking to the next LSB board where it's open and I can talk. I will address those issues. I scheduled a first staff and producers meeting, which is the 5th, one day before the fund drive start. We will be addressing all those issues. And I'm also consulting with the ED and reviewing all kind of cases and issues. And I'm talking to my staff. You know, my staff has a very strong position on certain issues, and they work in the office. That was rude. They work with me every day from 9 to 5. They are the one who are putting out every day, and so they will be considered very strongly.
And about the how did you measure those 800 people, Tony?
Would the chair kindly coil back to a microphone, please, so we can answer your board members' questions?
Or answer the question.
Well, the general manager should be able to...
I didn't hear him. I'm sorry.
The general manager should be able to...
Well, anybody...
This is an organized disruption, Mr. Chair.
You can...
I think it's... I think it's rather disorganized, actually.
But how are we tracking the 800?
People can show you. They cannot give you arbitrary, but they can show it to you. You can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so.
Okay.
But, you know, I would suggest that, you know, we will eventually have to get the arbitrary to show these numbers, and, you know, and then that discussion will be over. We are broke right now, Pacifica, but, you know, we should definitely, at least even for one semester or for one trimester, we should get those numbers so that we can stop that discussion because we'll have the facts.
I just have one more.
Did you want to participate or do you want to respond to that question?
Just one.
Okay.
Could I finish? Then you can have your turn.
He just wants to respond to the question you just asked. So let him do that.
Who wants to respond?
Alex did, and then you can speak again.
I didn't ask him anything.
But nobody asked him a question.
You asked the question about how do you know what the art?
Well, I happen to know the answer.
But he answered.
Do you want to know the answer or not?
What is the answer?
Alex, please add whatever information you can about this.
As the chair of the programming committee, I happen to have had arbitron ratings at the time when we did have them. We last had them about 18 months ago, and at that time, our 12 o'clock noon hour slot showed something on that neighborhood, several hundred listeners for that time slice. That was a time slice that previously... was given over to Gary Null's show, and I don't have to tell you that it was much, much higher in those days.
Okay, would you continue? And would the audience please stop it? I mean, it's really rude. It gets in the way of what we're trying to do. Would you please stop shouting out whenever you feel like it?
It's a public meeting,
sir. A public meeting does not mean the public has the right to disrupt it.
No,
we're
not disrupting.
Yes, you are.
Okay, The next question. This I know there are going to be changes to the programmers. So for the buddy, when will those changes go through? Because what if you put your buddy down and then that person gets taken out of the time slot? You know that's you know, we don't want anybody to be upset.
We will contact you and ask you if you want your money back or stop it
or if you want to change.
For the buddy, we
is that in
writing? For the buddy, we're not only going to have this record on on the chase, you know, when the money comes in per show and stuff like that, but I'm also keeping a spreadsheet besides the fact that it's also going to be put in MEMSIS, so we can have double checks and track how well the shows are doing and so on. So we're going to have triple checks of the body system, and then we're going to track that.
And on the spreadsheet, you have the expiration dates for the cards, because once the bank cards expire, then the automatic deductions will stop.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I did not think about that. Thank you.
We're over time on this, but Alonzo, you had a final question.
I thought not to, because I'm going to be in communication with Bertho myself. But I'll just say, first of all, we need to attract the attention of the multitaskers. And two, many of our listeners throughout the whole network don't think they can afford to make healthy contributions, and it might be because they're misinformed, and one of the things we can do is to show them that they can make these healthy donations with the right kind of information.
Yes. Well, one of the things that we are doing is by putting together that portfolio, that package for the major donors and for the grant writers and grant writing, grant acquisition, there's nothing that stops us from taking. Let me explain to you that package. It's going to be a very professional, we're going to spend some money to make it really nice, not too bougie, package that's going to have sheets of information. So the first sheet, for example, is going to have all information about WBAI. The second one is going to be about Pacifica. The third one is going to be about the managers of management of BAI, who we are, shows like Michio Kaku, and certain, you know, so that we can attract attention. Then we'll talk about the affiliates. After that, we will mention that the affiliates are covering over 200 stations throughout the nation, so we can have access to the entire nation to give information. And then we'll give a list of all on of all the awards we have ever won. Then we have a list of all the the awards that we have ever won, of all grants we have ever won, so that we can show that we are legitimate. We have won grants from different organizations. And then we'll put the list of our needs and have them choose which needs they want. So this is going to be very well packaged, put together, but we can take those loose sheets and make copies and give them out to our listeners so that they can know who we are and what we are. In a recent discussion with some major donor who, and I want to mention that, there's some major donor who backtrack on supporting us because of the mudslinging that they saw on the internet. And our staff is very outraged by that. Now, I met with those major I met with this major donor, and then they say, why is this that we're doing that? And then we were able to explain that, you know, over 200 or more of our close to 250 workers are unpaid. So we are doing this from the heart. And so therefore, as you do this from the heart, you have intellectual and ideological differences. And so once you have those fights and this argument and it's coming from the heart, of course you're going to have indiscretions. And that will continue to happen. But they should look at our mission, our message, and go above the, you know, the discussion, those discussion.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Bertol, and thank you for the work that you're doing.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Bertol, one of the things, you know, what you're describing toward the end in terms of that package that you're assembling, this is one of the things in the audit committee that we have decided that we hope that each station would maintain records of this sort. I would also add to that that there may be some things that you may feel are particular accomplishments for your station and for Pacifica that should be mentioned. And I think that would be important. Some of that may relate to some specific programming that's been done that only Pacifica has had the courage to do. And I think that that's something that would be very important to amplify. And I certainly appreciate your statement regarding we're doing this from the heart. And so there are people who are of goodwill who will have differences of opinion, and sometimes they do spill over. But this is not coming from a propaganda machine.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And also, you know, that package, I am sure, is going to take a while after it's completed to be finalized, because there's going to be feedback from everywhere. So, you know, addition and subtraction from that package. And since it's going to be a soft copy also, we can always modify and upgrade it as we see fit.
Right.
Yeah.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Bertol.
George, that package that Bertol is working on is going to be used by all five stations and the archives, the same one. I mean, just changing some of the information, you know, so it'll be a multi-use packet.
Yeah.
Bertol's been great at spearheading that.